Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Take it away, Julie.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. A good, beautiful Wednesday morning. This is Wednesday, March 16th, 2 days after Pi Day. Did you guys do anything for Pi Day? Did you wear those funny shirts that said 3.14? It was pretty funny. I kind of saw them all over the place. Welcome to the Brain Lady Julie. I am Brain Lady Julie at the Brain Lady Speaks radio show on the Lessons in Joyful Living Network. I am so happy to have you here today. We've got yet another fun science behind the psychology topic today that we're going to be discussing. And we are just, I am enjoying this day. We have had, pardon for the noise in the background. We have had just torrential downpours the last week here in Northern California. But again, as I've said before on the show, that's perfectly all right. We need that out here during our drought. And so we're catching up. We're catching up. Our lakes are filling up. But today, after like 4 inches of rain in 3 days, we have beautiful sunshine. And the weather forecast is to be right around 70 degrees. So it's going to be beautiful, 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 beautiful. So I'm hoping that the day is beautiful for you, wherever it is, whatever the weather is, no matter, it's always a beautiful day if that's what your mindset says it is, right? And that is a lot of what we're going to talk about today. Not necessarily mindset. We did a real big show on mindset back in January, but we're going to talk about the power of words today. Last week, we discussed a lot about your brain personality connection and what I call the brain quadrant dominance. And so we are going to kind of branch and continue in on that one to talk about the things that cause us to move away from where we're naturally wired to be. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to the show last week, go back and listen to it. It's really interesting what science is showing us about our brains. And how that's connected to our personality, how the wiring, the actual coding in our DNA that causes the wiring in our brain to be just so, gives us natural areas of our brains where we literally spend tons less energy, like up to 1/100th the amount of energy to work out of certain portions of our brain. And when this happens, the functions that take place in that quadrant become a natural part of your personality because it's easy for our brain to do it. It uses less micronutrition, less oxygen, less glucose uptake to function out of those portions of the brain. So they kind of naturally flow into your personality. And that's the way it should be. That's exactly the way it should be. That's what gives us the beautiful rainbow of diverse personalities across the board, naturally gifted within certain areas of the brain that brings natural, just natural flavor to the world and to relationships. So that's the way it's supposed to be. And that's what we discussed last week, was that science, that what these, you know, functional MRIs and PET scans and SPECT scans are showing us about the brain and about how that connects to our personality and the way we use our individual brains. But the key is, or I should say the problem that sometimes arises, is that we don't naturally, we're naturally gifted in certain ways, but we don't connect with those due to other things. So we suppress those. We might be raised in a certain way that cause us to suppress what I call our natural gifts, those things that we are naturally gifted and wired to do. And this is where it can become really unhealthy, literally for not just our brain, but our life and our relationships. If you go back and listen to one of the calls in January, I can't remember which week it was, back in January of 2016, we did a call that was all about the negative effects on our health based on negative thoughts. And we're going to kind of touch on that again today when we're just talking about words and the science of words. But if you're constantly living in a negative pattern, then you are clearly scientifically destroying a measure of your health. So that's another good one to go back and listen to if you haven't gotten the chance to listen to it. So when you begin to apply it into your life, if you have these natural gifted areas and you have these parts of your brain where you're naturally meant to work out of, and due to different things in your life, you are suppressing those and you are working out of the exact opposite portion of your brain, because that diagonally opposite portion of a brain, as I explained last week, is the section of your brain where you spend up to 100 times as much energy to work out of. And there's different things that will cause that to happen. And a lot of that has to do with things that we heard or things that were said to us as we were growing up or as our brains were forming. Because there is an amazing, it's so interesting what science is showing us, an amazing effect on our actual brain chemistry when we listen to positive or negative words. So let's kind of look at a couple of scenarios here. Let's say that you are gifted as a right brain individual. That's where you spend the least amount of energy. That's where you are naturally meant to be and thrive in life. And yet you are raised in an atmosphere where that is shamed, or that is condemned, or you're constantly hearing negative things about that, or ask, you know, you do something that's very natural to you as a child, and a significant person in your life looks at you and goes, "Why did you do that? That was so stupid." You know, I'm sure that everybody listening can relate to that. At one point in time in their life, they've heard something similar, if not that exact same thing, said to them. And that actually does a lot of dangerous things to you. It causes you to begin to change the way you live your life. So all of a sudden your brain goes, "Oh, wait a minute. That function or that personality trait that I have, well, it's bad. It's bad, so I have to suppress it. It's bad, so I have to change it. It's bad, so I have to stop doing that." And in doing it, when you do that, you start to push yourself to work outside of your natural gifted area in your brain. So now you're spending 100 times as much energy, plus your self-esteem is very low. When I coach with my clients and I do my workshops on topics related to this, I say to them, there is nothing more damaging to an individual's self-esteem or measure of self-worth than the insignificant things said to them by significant people in your life. Okay, so just let that resonate with you for a minute. Just kind of ruminate on that. There is nothing more damaging to you as an individual, pardon me again, as a person growing up, or even in an adult life, if you're in an abusive type relationship, there is nothing more damaging to the way you view yourself, to your measure of self-worth, than the negative things or the insignificant things said to you by significant individuals in your life. And this is powerful because it begins to literally mold your brain in certain ways. It molds your brain. It causes you to, again, work outside of your natural gifted area if you were shamed for your gifts. It causes you to work hard to develop traits that are not natural to you, which means that in order to develop personality traits or habits that are not in your gifted area, it's going to take you 100 times as much energy, literally second for second. But you push hard through that and you go through that brain burnout because you want the praise and the reward and the acceptance, right? We all do. There's not a single person that doesn't want to be accepted in their environment and in their relationships. That's a perfectly natural human being response and desire. So we push hard to become something that you're not, that you're not naturally gifted to be. So now what's happening in your self-talk and what's happening inside your brain, or inside your mind, I should say, is you're constantly saying, oh, why is this so difficult for me? Why can't I do this right? And it can be on little things. It can be on, you know, why am I always messing up in my checkbook? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with me? It's a simple process. It's a simple function. It's adding and subtracting. I learned that in elementary school. I'm going to talk today about how those things that we say, literally, if your brain is being scanned, what happens in your brain? And what that then affects, and how that then affects your neurochemistry. And it's pretty scary. It can be quite frightening. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about that science behind the psychology. So it's not just people saying, I listened to this and this is how it made me feel. No, this is literally them scanning your brain, neuroscientists scanning your brain when you are hearing negative words or when you are thinking those negative statements about yourself, about other people, and how this then spreads in your life and spreads in your relationships. It's very interesting information. A little bit scary sometimes. So that's what we're going to focus on today. We're going to focus on how that affects your brain. And then how do you overcome that? What are some positive steps that you can take in your day-to-day life that will help you to overcome that if that's where you feel you're at? So be sure to, if you don't have the big picture, you got to go back and listen to last week. You can go to, of course, the Brain Lady Speaks Radio Show.com page or the Brain Lady Speaks page on the Lessons in Joyful Living Network. Catch some of those past shows to fill in the brain personality connection so you get a clear picture of where you sit and how, where you are. So now you can figure out, well, how did my nurture, how did the way I was raised affect me? So stick with us, get comfortable, get something to drink, and come right back with us after break on the Brain Lady Speaks Radio Show.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Are you ready to go beyond happy and to live joyfully? Tune in to Lessons in Joyful Living with Kimberly Rinaldi. Kimberly believes in empowering others and that through it, you have the ability to break through any and all barriers. Each week, Kimberly shares from decades of combined experience to help you go past happy and get to joyful living. To truly stand in a place of peace, joy, and abundance, and know that it's calling for each and every one of us. Lessons in Joyful Living, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. From quantum physics to metaphysics, cryptozoology to conspiracy theory, energy healing to angels, on Into the Light Paranormal Radio, we're here to tell you that just because you haven't experienced it doesn't mean it's not real. Each episode, Kitty Janice, Kimberly Rinaldi, and their guests have one goal, and that's to bring another conversation and another bit of consciousness into the light. Into the Light Paranormal Radio, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Only once every few years does a show come along that makes you think, makes you care, makes you believe the impossible. A show featuring only the best in writing, acting, and directing. Until that show comes along, we suggest Paranoria, Texas. Thrill to the adventures of six superpowered nerds on a never-ending quest to take over the world and to complete their collection of She-Hulk comics. Paranoria, Texas, Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central on astronetradio.com.
Welcome back to Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
All right, we are back. We are back. Hope you're ready. Hope you're ready for this cool information. Okay, so we are talking about kind of an extension of last week and how things that happen to us in our life, even simply the words that are said to us, how it affects our brain, and then how that can set us up in certain mindsets and in certain ways that can wreak havoc on our life and our relationships. So it's pretty interesting what they're finding out of. I just love living in the decade that we're living in. It's so amazing because of all of technology and what it is doing with these scans, these, you know, brain imaging machines. And one of the most recent to enter into the field of neuroscience is the functional magnetic resonance imaging scanner. So the fMRI. Now, a lot of people know what the MRI machine was. You know, it takes those slice pictures of your brain and you see all those, you know, kind of the brain kind of looks a little blue and then it's black in the background. And the person reading the scans can look to see if there's lesions or if there's areas of the brain that aren't active or if there's areas of the brain that are damaged. It has been an absolutely invaluable tool in terms of dealing with TBIs, or stroke victims, or the individuals who have brain issues, right? Well, now, a little over a decade ago, they came out with the functional MRI scanner. So now, instead of just being these single shots, these thin slices of what's going on of the brain that are still, they're just a still picture, the functional MRI allows the neuroscientists and these scanning technicians to be able to actually watch the brain as you are functioning and watch what's going on and what's happening in the brain as thoughts go through your head. So you're in this, if you are in this, or they put people in this fMRI scanner, right? And if they flash the word no, okay, single little word, no. But we all know that the word no has a very strong negative connotation, right? But if they flash this word no for less than 1 second, we're not talking about a long period of time. We're not talking about long statements. We're just flashing the word no. We're not even talking about hearing the tonality of the person saying that word. Okay, this is just you see the word no for less than 1 second, and it changes the chemistry in your brain. At that time, you'd see a sudden release of dozens of stress-producing hormones and neurotransmitters hit the brain. And these chemicals immediately interrupt the normal functioning of your brain. So your brain's humming along, doing what it normally does. You see the word no, and instantly your brain gets stressed out, because it gets flooded with these stress-producing hormones and neurotransmitters. It now, at this point, the effect that all of these chemistry, you know, this chemical bath that all of a sudden hits your brain, it interrupts the normal functioning of your brain, impairing logic, reason, language processing, and communication, according to studies. So think about that. You're told no, or you see the word no, and all of a sudden, it actually impairs your ability to think logically and to reason. That's huge with the power of just one word. Just seeing one word. Now, if they extend this and they give you a list of negative words to see, again, seeing, not hearing. So we're just looking at the reading portion of it. We're not talking about the emotion that might be put behind those words. Okay, you're just reading this list of negative words for a few seconds, again, under a minute, a few seconds. It will make a highly anxious or depressed person feel worse. And the more that you focus on these words, you can actually damage key structures in your brain. Isn't this amazing? If you focus on negative words if that's what you're thinking about, if that's what's going on repeating in a record over and over in your brain, you can, according to current scientific research, damage structures in your brain that regulate memory, feelings, and emotions. Okay, this is all coming out of these amazing studies. You know, the stress affects your amygdala. Okay, it affects the amygdala, is the fight and flight. It affects your memory centers. It affects your sleep. It affects your sleep, so you're not sleeping right. It affects your appetite. It can either suppress it or increase it. That's why there's stress eating. And this is all just from seeing the words. Because what happens is when you see a word, it activates the language centers in your brain. And it's as if you are hearing the words because you are repeating it in the brain. That's why reading, when I talk about communication styles or sensory modalities, the way that your brain processes incoming data most efficiently and effectively. And that was on one of the shows we did back in February. So if you didn't hear that one, you got to go back and listen to that one too. out of either auditory, visual, or kinesthetic. So how does your brain process information most efficiently and effectively? What hits the brain centers the fastest? You know, when you walk into a room, is it what you see? Is it what you hear? Is it what you feel? For the auditories, it's what they see and what they hear, rather. And reading is part of an auditory preference. The reason for that is because when you are reading information, it is the auditory centers that primarily light up. Of course, your visual centers light up because you're using your eyes, correct? But the main activity takes place in your auditory cortex. And the reason for that is, think about it. When you're reading something, you then hear those words in your head, in your brain, in your mind, right? So when you're reading these words on a screen and they're scanning your brain, you are hearing in your mind, you are hearing these words because that's what you're doing as you're reading. So when you, depending on these words, it could stress you out and either cause you to stress eat or not eat. So it can affect your appetite. And in the long term, and this is the key when we tie it back to what we talked about last week, in the long term, it's going to affect your happiness, your satisfaction with life and with relationships, with your career, and affect your physical health. Because any form of worrying or these negative thinking patterns will release this influx of, or will release all of these destructive or negative neurochemicals into your brain. Now, when you think about it in terms of life, you might think, well, what on earth? Why does that happen? You know, why does it happen? Why does negative thoughts give you, you know, send out this, you know, neurochemical response in your brain? Well, in a lot of ways, it's there to protect us. It can literally protect us. So if you are a child that is reaching for a hot stove or a flame around a campfire and your parent firmly tells you, no, that's hot, don't touch, it's important to have that neurochemical response in the brain, because it's important that you learn not to touch that, right? Or it's going to hurt you. So in that sense, that natural reaction that takes place in the brain is, it's good. It's positive on that level. If you're reading, you know, the warning label on a cleaner that you're using or a medication that you're taking, it's very important to have your amygdala and your subconscious brain kick in, or your lower portions of your brain, your action portions of your brain, your emotion portion of the brain. It's important to have it kick in a certain way that's going to protect you. Because you want to understand the seriousness of if I ingest this chemical that's in this cleaning fluid, or if I get it in my eyes or whatever, I need to act quickly to protect myself. So it has a natural positive effect, or not positive effect, it has a natural positive result, right? But the problem is that there's this thing that your brain does not always know the difference, and it cannot always tell the difference between something that is real and something that is perceived, as well as the more you hear it in a negative these negative terms or these negative words sent to you from significant individuals in your life, like I talked about before break, then this begins to constantly send this chemical response into your brain. And then that negative thinking becomes this self-perpetuating negative dialogue that goes on in your brain. It happens. It'll happen at home and at work, and it'll cause these negative chemical things to happen in your brain. Now, if you are actually hearing these words, so now if you're not seeing the word, you're doing more than seeing the word, you're hearing the word, and it's spoken with anger, or it's spoken with, you know, this negative vocal influx, now it's going to do even more damage to your brain. Because now when they're scanning the brain, this alarming message or this neurochemistry that goes through the brain, it interferes with your decision-making centers in your frontal lobe. So now it causes the person to act irrationally. Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever had somebody yell at you and yell something negative at you, and all of a sudden you act irrationally? You might yell negatively back. Well, guess what? Now you know the science behind the psychology of it. Now you know the reasons why, because it's this chemical reaction that takes place in the brain. Literally, that activity now begins to shut down the frontal lobes, which gives you stops the ability for us to think rationally, for us to reason out a situation. So it's really important now to think about not just what you're doing in your day-to-day life. I mean, we're going to talk about that when we come back from break, but how did things in your past affect you? What was your upbringing life like? What was your parenting like? What was were the influences by those key influencers in your life? You know, your teachers, your grandparents, your siblings, your parents. It could be your neighbor that you hung out with. It's all going to have an effect on you, and it's all going to sit in your brain, and it's all going to have this negative response if these are records that are playing over and over in your brain. So get comfortable, refill your coffee or your drink, and come back and join us so we can talk about some positives and then some action steps.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Have you heard? The pages of American Patchwork and Quilting magazine come to life on our new weekly online radio show, American Patchwork and Quilting. Join Pat Sloan, our blogging and quilt designer host, as she talks about the latest trends, ideas, and inspirations. Her guests include quilt pattern designers, authors, quilt shop owners, and our editors. All quilters, just like you. Call in with your questions. Get quilting tips from industry experts. Learn about free patterns. Hear behind-the-scenes stories from our magazines, American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilt Sampler, and Quilts and More. Get the scoop on free stuff and find out more about the best independent quilt shops in North America. To listen to a live show, tune in Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Just log on to allpeoplequilt.com/radio. To hear past shows, go to iTunes and search for American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. We hope you'll join us because we know that quilting changes everything.
Being in a bad marriage or relationship can make your life miserable. But staying in a bad marriage or relationship is not only miserable, but it should be unacceptable. Join relationship coach Lindsay Ellison each week for her new show, Start Over, Find Happiness, where she gives expert advice on all things divorce and breaking up. Dating after divorce, good sex, bad sex, the importance of self-love, setting boundaries, how to find love again, loving toxic partners, as well as Lindsay's own journey of divorce and rediscovery that has inspired millions of women around the world.
You can also sign up for her coaching program, Thrive, which helps anyone navigate through the disparity of breaking up and starting a new journey. Join Lindsay Ellison every Monday, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Go to lindsayellison.com for more information. Welcome back to Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. Okay. So a lot of the information that we've been sharing, you can find some of it in the book Words Can Change Your Brain by Dr. Waldman, published in 2012. Really interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. Something else that he said was that this negative self-talk that happens, because now we've talked about how seeing the words, what effect it has, how hearing the words, what effect it has. And you've got all this negative stuff happening in your brain. Well, now these are records that begin to play over and over again in your own mind. And there's some things that become so habit to you. In other words, it almost feels natural to say these different things to yourself because you've heard them so much in your life. And when this happens, it says he says negative self-image will include your lean towards suspicion and doubt. Over time, the structure of your thalamus, so we're talking literally the structure of your brain, will also change in response to your conscious words, thoughts, and feelings. And we believe that the thalamic changes affect the way in which you perceive reality. So now it starts to distort things. There's another really interesting, when you start to get into areas of, like, say, quantum physics, there is, pardon me, there's some powerful, powerful studies that are coming out of that field. It's pretty interesting. So I'm going to tell you about a study that a Dr. Emoto did when he was dealing with the power of spoken words. And this kind of gets into areas of, this isn't a brain scan, okay? This is kind of out there. It feels a little out there. It's quantum physics stuff, but it's very interesting the results that he had. Okay, so he wanted to test the power of spoken words, and he placed 2 cups of cooked rice in 2 separate mason jars and tightened the lids, you know, put the lids in place really tight. On one jar, he wrote the words, thank you. And on the other jar, he wrote the words, you fool. So a positive statement and a negative statement. Now he took these jars and he put them in an elementary school classroom. All right. He had the students were told, were instructed to speak the words on the labels to the jars each day. So these jars were placed in separate areas. The kids were told, go up and read that label audibly out loud in to each jar. And they were to do it twice a day. Okay, here's the really interesting stuff here. After 30 days, the rice in the jar that was constantly insulted had shriveled into a black gelatinaceous mass. Okay, you'd kind of expect that after 30 days of rice, it's deteriorating, right? Well, it was in a sealed jar, and it had you know, shriveled up into nothing. Then the rice, here's the interesting thing, the rice that was in the jar that was thanked, that had the thank you read to it twice a day by all these students in the classroom for 30 days, was white and fluffy as the day it was made. What do you think about that? Pretty crazy, right? So this Dr. Emoto, it's a dramatic example that he showed of the power of words. And you would think, well, rice, it's an inanimate object, right? But it actually technically is an organic thing. So now think about this in terms of your brain. Your brain, what is repeated over and over again has the power to change our mind. And if those things are negative, and if we are seeing negative images in our brain, the repetition of this is going to increase that mental picture. And it's just going to be like this snowball effect, right? It's going to get bigger and bigger and worse as it goes. So begin to think about what are some of the things that you were told. We know now, based on scientific research, that just a single word that's negative can increase or reduce or produce all of these stress-related hormones in your brain and cause wreak havoc on different areas of your brain that need to function correctly, but they wind up not doing it if you're exposed to these negative words. Now, let's kind of tie this into where I started. If you are raised constantly being shamed for your natural gifts, for the DNA structure of your brain, for your natural brain personality connection, what does that do to your brain? You're not only having this negative pattern begin and develop, recording develop in your brain, but you're also being shamed for something that's so naturally gifted to you that you start beating yourself up for it. I use the example of myself. It's kind of a simple example, but it helps people to visualize and understand what I'm talking about. I am what's called an auditory processor, I am an auditory individual, an auditory female extrovert. Now, what that translates to is that I talk, and I talk a lot. Any surprise that I'm doing a radio show, right? So talking is actually what I consider to be one of my gifts. There's a lot of power in words, and when those words are positive, they can carry a lot of positive power, right? Now, as a child, I was constantly told by my father to sit down and shut up. He was an alcoholic, very dysfunctional upbringing. So in the back of my mind, I'm thinking that talking too much is a bad thing. But this was connected to my natural gift. I'm gifted to speak, and I can use those words that I use, that I speak, to bring a positive message to the world, or to say positive things, or to make people happy. That's a gift that auditories have. But I was shamed for that gift because I was told to be quiet all the time. I was told that I had a big mouth and that I talked too much. So what pattern does this begin to develop in the brain? What pattern began to develop in your brain growing up? What are the natural things that are connected naturally to your personality, your gifts, your DNA, your natural brain wiring that perhaps you were shamed for? And it can become these little things that we don't even realize we're saying to ourselves. But when you do that family of origin work, you know, and you psychologically go back into your past and you think, where did this statement begin? Oftentimes, it can give you insight as to why you say little things. It can be little things like looking in the mirror every day and going, oh, I hate my hair. Or, why did I do that? That was so stupid. You know, or you drop something on the ground and you go, oh, such a klutz. Okay, those are things, those are words that are just like that you fool words that was constantly being said to the rice in the classroom. It's debilitating in our brain. It is this negative thing that's constantly going on in our brain. So what do we do? Where are we at? Well, we have to switch it to the positive. Positive words now have the very opposite effect. So we talked all about the negatives, right? We talked all about the negative words, the effect that these negative words had on us. But you have to interrupt that pattern of negative processing in your brain, that pattern of constantly hearing the negative and seeing the negative. And in order to interrupt this, you have to take steps. You have to actively take steps because you've got to change those negative to the positive. Because the thing is that now the positive, when you when you're constantly repeating positive words, it changes the way that your brain chemistry goes into a positive bent. it's going to enhance, it's going to take away the irrational, it's going to enhance rationality, and it's going to enhance your sense of happiness, well-being, and satisfaction. So what positive words now do to the brain is that it propels the motivational center of the brain into action. So it changes the chemical response in the brain from one that is primarily negative to one that is positive. According to Dr. Sonia, and I can't even pronounce her last name, but I'm going to try, Lyubomirsky, it's Lyubomirsky, is one of the world's leading researchers on happiness. And she says that if you want to develop lifelong satisfaction, you have to engage in positive thinking about yourself, share your happiness events with others, and savor every positive experience in your life. So there are steps that you can take. There are things that you can do, because those positive things, positive words, will alter your brain in a positive way. Positive words like peace and love can alter the expression of genes, strengthening areas in our frontal lobes and promoting the brain's cognitive functioning, according to How Words Affect Your Brain, this book by Dr. Waldman. He says, by holding a positive and optimistic word in your mind, you stimulate your frontal lobe activity. This area includes specific language centers that connect directly to the motor cortex, responsible for moving you into action. And as our research has shown, the longer you concentrate on positive words, the more you begin to affect other areas of the brain. Functions in the parietal lobe start to change, which changes your perception of yourself and the people you interact with. So a positive view of yourself will bias you to seeing good in others and the positive in the world. Okay? So you got it? So the same way that all this negative stuff happened and all the negative things happen in your brain when you're thinking negative words, seeing negative words, repeating negative statements in your mind, you can flip it. You can change it by holding the positive and the optimistic in your head all the time. So what we're going to do when we come back to break, I can't believe this show's going by so fast. Man, it's speedy. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about some specific steps that you can do. You understand the science behind the psychology now. I've presented that to you. Now we're going to talk about specific steps that you can take every single day that are going to lead you to start repeating a positive record in your brain. So join me back after break on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show on the Lessons in Joyful Living Network.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
You have a lot of spizzorinktum or the will to win, and you have a strong desire to be a part of your favorite sports team, the National Hockey League might be for you. Did you know that if both goalies on an NHL hockey team are injured, anyone at the game is eligible to step in and play the part? Teams have resorted to using their coaches, team owners, and even their web designers to fill in for injured goalies. It's as simple as slipping into your breezers or hockey pants. The original hockey puck was made out of frozen cow dung. The fastest puck shot on record was clocked at 114 miles per hour. And I'd like to take this opportunity to send out a special thanks to the men and women of our armed forces serving our country around the world. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
It's the Fitness Minute with fitness expert Annette Hammond.
Since 1983, sugar consumption in the United States is up 28%. Why is that? There are several reasons, but one of the most common is soft drinks. 20-ounce beverages have become the norm, and it's not shocking to find out that 43% of our sugar comes from drinks. The average U.S. teenager drinks twice as much soda as milk, which is rich in calcium. Sugar is also blamed for poor nutritional diets. USDA data shows that people whose diets are high in added sugar eat less calcium, fiber, iron, protein, and many other important nutrients. Fat-free foods are also a culprit. Since sugar is fat-free, many people tend to think it's okay to eat as much as they want. Remember, just because a food is fat-free, that doesn't mean it's calorie-free also. For the Fitness Minute, I'm Annette Hammond.
Welcome back to Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Woohoo! Okay, here we are, the last segment for our March 16th show. We were talking a little bit about the science. We were talking a lot about the science, actually, and I wanted to include two more things before we get on to action steps that I think are really important to understand. There was a study that was done at the University of Georgia, because I want you to know the science, because that gives us the reason why. And when we understand the reason why, we understand the validity of these statements, it makes us much more apt to put them into action in our life. So the University of Georgia, in connection with Harvard, was studying the effect on using positive words and images, such as words that were related to rewards, victory, and security. These words, they showed, created a trigger of production of oxytocin. I've talked in the past that oxytocin is the bonding hormone. So when you are using positive words in your relationships, instead of pushing people away, you are actually telling their brain to produce oxytocin, which is going to connect you to them more. Something else that's very important to remember about the brain is that it is neuroplastic. So what was said to you over and over and over and over again in your life growing up, or things that you were constantly heard in some kind of an abusive, dysfunctional relationship, can be overwritten. Okay, your brain continues to reinvent itself. It continues to create new neural pathways as the old ones fall away. So with repetition, you can actually rewire your brain. But what you have to understand, there's a little bit of a problem. The brain does not respond nearly as strong to the positive words and thoughts as it does to the negative words and thoughts, because those negative words and thoughts, they're a threat to our survival, right? So the brain responds faster and with the stronger hormonal chemical reaction in the brain. It doesn't react nearly as strong with the positive words. So what that means is we have to work harder. Okay, we just have to work a little bit harder in our life to overwrite these negative things, these negative patterns that have been set in your brain. So what you have to do is you have to start doing what I call flipping it, or flipping it, tossing it on its nose, flipping it upside down. So for me, I shared the experience of how I was told that I had a big mouth and I talked too much. Instead of looking at it that way in my brain, I'm constantly saying, by talking a lot, I'm sharing positive messaging with the world. That's my gift. So I'm taking something that was told to me, the fact that I talk a lot, and I'm putting a very positive bent onto it. So instead of that being a negative bad thing, it is now becoming a positive thing in the wiring in my brain. And by constantly telling myself this, repeating it over and over again, it gives me the confidence to be a public speaker, to stand up and share the message, to do this podcast show, to do positive things with what I may have been shamed for, but I know deep in my soul that it is a gift. Okay, so this is what you need to do, is you need to start looking at everything that you've been told negatively in your life, and you need to stop. You need to interrupt that natural negative thing it's not natural, but that wiring that's been created in your brain negatively, and you have to flip it, and you have to start saying over and over again the positive. Now, because that that neural reaction within the brain is not as strong, it's believed that different psychologists or different experts, such as Barbara Fredrickson, I think I've quoted her in the past, she feels that for every one negative thing or negative thought or negative word, you have to, or every time that happens once in your brain on the negative side, you have to do it three times on the positive side. So you at least three times, if not five times. So she says that you need to generate at least five positive messages for each negative utterance you make. For example, I'm disappointed, or that's not what I hoped for. Those are expressions that are kind of negative. Even your facial expressions can be negative. So now you have to switch that with something positive. You have to turn that into positive. Like, I learned a lot of positive things on this show today. Instead of being, I'm disappointed, I learned a lot of positive things. So you're changing it from negative, and you have to repeat it at least three to five times to give your brain this new sense of positive bent. So flipping it every single time, and start paying attention to yourself. Start paying attention to yourself. I know that some psychologists, you know, they work with the rubber band around the brace, around the wrist. And every time you say something negative, you're supposed to snap that rubber band and you know, stop yourself from continuing that process. So it seems pretty strange to do, but it actually works. Because every time you catch yourself saying something that is negative about yourself or about someone else, you stop it. You shock your brain. You say, wait a minute, I'm not going to go there. And you begin to change the way your brain is sculpted. You begin to change the way your brain is wired by saying something positive, looking at the positive thing. Even if you're around a negative person, you can say, well, they're really tenacious, right? Turn it into something positive. So that's the first step, is look at what are the things, because I'm kind of wrapping it back in and connecting it to what we talked about last week about the brain personality connection. So what are some of those things that you were criticized for that are really connected to your natural giftedness? And how can you change that negative statement that you hear playing in your mind all the time and flip it into something positive? If you're not good at balancing the checkbook, because that's not where your natural gift lies, because that takes 100 times as much energy in your brain to do, it's not a bad thing. That's just not your gifted area. So it's okay. You have to stop getting frustrated with yourself about it. And you have to start saying, oh, well, that's just not my gift, right? That's okay. I'm good at a lot of other things. I'm good at this, 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 and this. And start listing the things that you are gifted at. Okay. So that's the first step that I really want you to focus on. And sometimes this takes a lot of work. You got to kind of sit and you got to, you know, really start to think every time you hear a negative record play in your mind, every time you say something like, oh, that was so stupid. Why did I do that? Stop yourself at that very moment and go, where did that come from? Why did I just say that about myself? You're not literally stupid. You know, where did that whole record start? Where did that begin? And how can you then flip it? The second step is to really make your words work for you. So you have to consciously think about just the words that you're using throughout the day. At the end of every day, stop and think, what was the message that I was constantly saying today? What were some negative things that I may have shared out in my life or with other people? What were the words that were actually connected to that? You know how some people have words that they're always saying or they're always using, like, oh, that's cool, or, you know, I don't know, whatever words. Well, sometimes we have these negative words that are just constantly, we use them all the time. Start to change those words and replace them with very positive words. Next, you've got to stop name calling or beating yourself up for anything. We all do mistakes. We all make, you know, we all have problems that we have to deal with, but that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with us. Then you're going to start turning this out into your relationships. Constantly thinking the positive about every person that you're connected to, every relationship that you have. You've got to look at the positive. Now, I'm not saying that if you're in some kind of a dysfunctional relationship or abusive relationship, please do not take this as I'm giving you counsel to stay in that situation. I'm not. I am simply saying that, you know, that's a whole different topic. I'm saying that just if you look at people in generally a negative bent, start looking at them in a positive. So you've got to go on this like negativity diet. You've got to stop saying all these negative things. Stop thinking all of these negative things and really work hard to start training your brain to think positive. Surround yourself with positive sayings in your office. I've said this before. I've got books on positive sayings. I've got positive quotes all over my wall. The more you do that, put them on stick 'em notes on your mirror in your bathroom, on your refrigerator, switch them out every week. There's plenty of positive sayings and positive words out there. Constantly, you know, put up words like peace, victory, excitement, the words that are positive. Just reading those words, remember, are going to have a neurochemical response in your brain. That's what you want to do. So those are some of the steps that you can go through to really do some deep digging, to align yourself with who you're naturally meant to be, to stop playing those negative records in your brain. And I've given you the scientific reason why it's so important to stop that. All right, we are just about out of time. That is our show for today. But before we close up, I want to remind you about a few things. I would love to connect with you deeper. I would love to know what you think about the topics that we've shared, or maybe topics that you want shared in the future, idea for future shows. Please email me, send me those thoughts, comment on the blogs on the Brain Lady Speaks page on the Lessons in Joyful Living Network. Let me know what you think. Maybe you've read some cool science behind psychology information and you want to share it with me. I would love to do that. And I'll mention that you gave it to me on the show, that you highlighted or you brought it to my attention. So connect with me. Send me an email at info@ brainladyspeaker.com. Shoot me an email with your questions, comments, ideas, thoughts. Connect with me on social media. Connect with me on Facebook, Purple Brain Lady. I post a lot of cool things on there. Facebook, Purple Brain Lady. Twitter, @BrainLady. LinkedIn @BrainLady. Connect with me. Keep in touch with me. I would love to meet more of you, talk more with you, and answer your questions if you have any. And go back and listen to some of the, you know, the past shows. There's a lot of good information there if you haven't gotten them, a lot of great information. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for spending this hour with me here on this beautiful Wednesday morning. I value your time. I value your being here. And I hope that you have an absolutely amazing, beautiful, and most importantly, positive week. Until we are together next week, this is Brain Lady Julie signing off.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite.
My heart skips skipping a beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music, girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Point out the colors of you, I see them too, and boy, I like them, I like them, I like them. We're way too fly to partake in all this hate. We out here vibing, we vibing, we vibing.
Alexa, play Ariana Grande.
Okay.
I just want you to come with me.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.